This is the mission. Destroy the axis of evil. Low self-esteem, lack of knowledge, and loser mentality.
Finally! Finally!
Operation in progress. Securing perimeter.
Victory Unlimited, the soldier for higher thinking. We are at war!
War! War!
I thought I told you!
Victory Unlimited!
The broadcast begins.
Many of you know me. I am Victory Unlimited, and this is the Victory Unlimited show, the only show in the world that's notorious for putting out fires. With gasoline. So let's get it started. Today we got an email from Kevin. He's 30 and from Decatur, Georgia. And the title of his email is, "What should you do when your girlfriend dumps you by mistake?" And Kevin writes, VU, up until about 3 weeks ago, I was involved in a 3-year relationship with my fiance, but out of the blue, she canceled the engagement by breaking it off with me one night over the phone. When I asked her why, the only thing she would tell me was that she didn't feel about me the way that she did at the beginning. Basically, she said that she loved me, but she was not in love with me anymore. The whole thing hit me from out of nowhere. I tried to get her to talk about it and to see if there were any more details as to what happened. But she refused to tell me much more than she already had. Then, finally, a few days of me pressuring her for more info made her crack. She told me to stop calling her and texting her because it was over, and she wanted to move on with her life and open herself up to meeting other guys. I was devastated, but I stopped reaching out to her after she told me that. Then, to add insult to injury, she had blocked me off of Twitter and had unfriended me on Facebook. So as you can imagine, I really thought it was over with then. But just last week, right when I had made up my mind to really start to get on with my own life, then out of the blue again, she started calling me and texting me. She was saying that she was sorry, and that when she broke up with me, it was because she was confused, and that it was just a mistake. She said she wasn't thinking clearly when she ended it, and now she wants us to get back together. None of this sounds right to me, VU. What do you think is going on here? Kevin, you said that your girl dumped you by mistake. By mistake? Do you really think that's even possible? Who does that? Seems to me like you just ran into a girl who turned out to be the dump Nazi, because one day everything was fine. But then the next day, she just unilaterally came out and told you, this relationship is over. No love for you. Now, Kevin, I hope you were wearing your gas mask when your flaky ex-girlfriend lobbed that lame excuse bomb at you. Because what she threw at you to explain her actions wasn't really an explanation. It was a smokescreen to blind you to what she really did. You see, in scenarios like this, whenever you hear a particular woman throw out the word confused, know that 9 times out of 10, she's using it as camouflage to hide behind so that she can avoid telling you what really happened. Now, I can't be 100% sure, but I'd say that the odds are that when your girl dumped you, she wasn't doing it to open herself up to meeting other men. She dumped you because she probably already had opened herself up to another man, so to speak. You see, despite what they say, women don't usually dump men when they're confused. They dump men after they've already made up their minds. If I were on leave in Vegas right now, I bet that she had decided to bail out on the relationship a long time ago. She just finally got around to telling your ass about it recently. Women who are in long-term relationships with guys don't generally make major relationship-ending decisions on a whim. No, no. To the contrary, their moves are instead very deliberate and very well-planned. No, women don't usually make snap decisions when it comes to kicking long-term boyfriends to the curb, my man. Your ex-girl probably got bored with you or the relationship. Then she went out and thought she had met a guy who she thought was the BBD, the bigger, better deal, and then bailed out on you faster than the average moviegoer did when they found themselves trapped inside the theater watching Disney's Lone Ranger. But I digress. But back on the subject at hand here, my guess is that the guy that she left you for was not as pleased to see that she was free to date as she thought he'd be. She probably spent a few weeks chasing him, only to find out that he was playing her, or he didn't really want anything more from her than he was probably already getting, or probably had already got. So now, after he probably rejected her, she comes running back to you. Not because she suddenly realized that she loved you or even that she really was confused. No, she came running back to you because she probably thought that you were safe, convenient, and that you'd be happy to have her back. Now, you can do what you want. Make any decision that you think is best, but I gotta warn you. If she chose to end the relationship once without warning and without provocation, you already know she's capable of doing it again. Also, I gotta remind you, look at how merciless she was when she cut you loose. No sympathy, no explanation, and no real consideration for you at all. And on top of that, then she blocked you off of all of her social media sites as if you were the bad guy. Or as if you no longer existed, like you were now dead to her. Is this the kind of woman that you think that's safe to take back into your life on such an intimate level? Huh. This chick is ruthless. She is without Ruth. But seriously, understand that as subtle and indirect as most women like to play it, you better believe that whenever they do come out and boldly announce to you that they want to break up with you, they mean it from the bottom of their hearts. Your girl wasn't confused. You were the only one who was confused here. You obviously got her confused with a woman who was still really into you. Now, here are some words that I recommend that you start to live by from this point on. If you know that you've been a good man in a relationship, never try to keep a woman that wants to leave you. Just let her go. And never take back a chick that has clearly shown you once before that she doesn't see your value and has no fear of losing you. Because 9 times out of 10, it'll be even easier for her to walk away from you again. Why? Because by you eagerly taking her back, you will have clearly shown her that you are a man that has low self-esteem, that you are a man that's so damn happy to have her that you'll put up with anything just to keep her, and that you're also a man that has so few options that she'll know that you think that you can never get a woman better than her. Whenever you see that a relationship is over, most of the time, it's best to walk out while you still got your self-respect. Because sometimes, when a woman breaks it off with you, your self-respect is the only thing that you can walk away with. Okay, next, we got an email coming from Nolan. He's 37, from Cleveland, Ohio, and the title of his email is Enemy at the Gates. And Nolan writes,
Victory Unlimited.
Hey, VU, I found out about you from visiting the Good Men Project. Great show you have over here. Here's a question for you. I'm a slightly older guy, but I'm in the process of getting my master's degree, and there's a younger woman that's in my class that I'm quite attracted to. One good thing about her is that she doesn't seem to be too stuck up, because the few times that we talk to each other, she always comes across pleasant enough. And whenever we happen to be driving off the campus at the same time, we always smile and wave at each other before we exit through the parking lot gates. In fact, one of these days, when this class is over and we meet at the gates again, I actually plan on asking her out. But I'm almost sure that she wouldn't be interested. If you took just one look at her, you'd know that this is the type of girl who definitely doesn't have any trouble attracting men. This girl looks to be in her mid-20s. She's smart, sexy, and seems to be very popular. She has just as many girls trying to hang out with her as she has guys trying to get with her, from what I've noticed. On top of being a good-looking girl, she also looks like she comes from money, too. I can tell that by the clothes that she wears and the car she drives. The thing that makes me think that I don't really have a shot with her is the fact that I'm an older guy, and maybe the oldest guy in the class. Now, I'm not a bad-looking guy, and I've got a number of things going for me, too, but I just don't see how I'd necessarily be the kind of guy that this girl would go for. Everything that I've seen, heard, and experienced in my life so far tells me that this girl is probably the kind of girl that would be hard for me to get. So my question to you is, how should a guy go about getting with a girl who's so far out of his league? Ah, hell. You almost made it, Nolan. You almost made it.
Stand ready, on the alert all over the world.
Against a hidden enemy, an enemy that can destroy morale, rob the soldier of the will to fight, and even trick him into surrendering. Enemy, propaganda.
It's a strange, shadowy world of the doctored photograph, the misquotation, the insinuation, and the lie. Now, some of this material to us is comical. Some of it is tragic. Some of it's weird. Some of it's dull. But all of it has the single purpose of selling discouragement and defeat.
Nolan, you, sir, are the victim of serious enemy propaganda. I can't even address the question that you wrote in your email, because now I have to address an even bigger issue that you're having that you obviously don't even realize. You see, on the one hand, you wrote in about wanting to get with that woman, but on the other hand, throughout that same email, all you talked about was how it would never work, how she's too good for you, and how she's out of your league. You know that old quote that says, "I have met the enemy, and the enemy is me." Well, you know what? You know what, Nolan? Guess what? That's basically what you just communicated in that letter. You don't have to look for the enemy, because the enemy is you. You are your own worst enemy.
The man who thinks he can and the man who thinks he can't are both right.
You know, Tony Robbins once wrote a book, and this was the title of the book. It's something that he always says. He says, "Awaken the giant within." Well, I got another saying around here. I say it's time for you to execute the saboteur within. Or how about silence the sucker inside? Choose whichever one you like. Choose any one of those sayings, because no matter which one you choose, they both apply to you. You talk about wanting to know how to go after a girl that's out of your league, but you need to realize that your biggest problem is the fact that you bought into the lie that she is out of your league. Before you ever reach the point where you ask this woman out, you have to first get out of the habit of taking yourself out. That's right. It's time for you to put to death the lame-ass, whack-ass inner voice that always talks you out of things and talks you into doing nothing. Listen to me. You should spend less time dwelling on, obsessing over, and worrying about how you think women might react to you, and spend more time recognizing, valuing, and embracing who you are. What you think about yourself is always more important than what other people think about you anyway. Here's some hardcore truth for you. As a man, you should always be on a mission to better yourself. But every step along the way of that journey, you should still own who you are. Be proud of who you are. One critical element needed in attracting, engaging, and keeping women in your life is recognizing, believing, feeling, and knowing that you are worthy. Knowing that you belong wherever the hell the territory or environment is that you choose to plant your foot, whether it's the boardroom, the bedroom, or in your case, the classroom. Now, no one is saying that any man can get any woman at any time that he wants, no matter how wide their age differences are. But what I am saying is that men do more to talk themselves out of success with women than they ever do to talk themselves into it. And you, sir, are Exhibit A. The reality of it all is that the vast majority of these self-sabotaging conversations that I speak of usually take place in an inaudible arena. That's right. These conversations are the voices in your head, your inner dialogue. Understand that within the mind of every man is a potential quiet counselor or a potential silent killer. So my question to you is, which one are you going to listen to? Because what you've quote unquote said to me in this email makes me believe that you've been listening to the wrong voice nonstop. You know, that old text, that scriptural quote is true. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It seems to me like you've been guarding the wrong gates, soldier. Rather than keeping a lookout on those campus parking lot gates, what you should be doing is standing guard over what you let into your eyes, go in your ears, and come out your mouth. As I've told you guys before, words are containers of thoughts, and thoughts are triggers to our emotions. So what you see, hear, and say has a direct effect on what you think, feel, and believe. So be very, very careful what you find yourself meditating on, because if it's positive or negative, it's only a matter of time before you take it all to heart. Know this, sometimes when you can't find anybody to say anything good to you or anything good about you, then you have to say it to yourself. Sometimes when nobody else thinks much of you, you have to start thinking a lot of yourself. Never forget that we gain confidence by remembering, rehearsing, and mentally and emotionally reliving our past successes. And success can be just like a victory virus because it can spread. Confidence in one area can be contagious because it can be caught in another area too. You see, success in one area of your life can lead to being successful in other areas too, even though those areas might seem unrelated. For instance, do this exercise. Just take a moment and think back on something, anything that filled you with satisfaction and appreciation the moment you accomplished it. And then take those same feelings and aim them at whatever you want to accomplish next with that same victorious intention. And you'll be surprised at how much more confident you'll feel when you're on your way to achieving that new goal or objective. Why? Because when you're in the process of an exercise like that, what you're actually saying to yourself is, if I'm the same person who did that, then I can do this too. That's right. That's right. You should always celebrate your past victories in other areas of your life to inspire you to believe that it's also possible to be just as successful in other areas of your life too. Understand that your mind is the gateway to your heart, and your heart is the powerhouse of your inspiration and really the storehouse of all of your hopes and your dreams. In other words, what I'm saying to you is, just like you are what you eat, in a broader sense, you are what you consume. So look at, take in, and consume things that are beneficial to you. Good things. Meditate on can-do thoughts, not can't-do thoughts. And if you can do that enough, the directions of your thoughts will start to steer towards the positive. And the more your thoughts change, the more your mind will change. And the more your mind changes, the more you begin to notice that you're having a change of heart too. And once your heart changes, then you'll eventually start to see more and more the upside of the same text that I just quoted a little bit ago. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And the next time you're faced with the challenge of going after what or who you really want in your life and you start talking about it out loud, what you'll be surprised to hear is that you've stopped speaking impossibilities into your life and have started speaking possibilities.
The best defense against enemy propaganda is truth. The soldier who understands how enemy propaganda works is forewarned and forearmed. In this knowledge lies his strength.
Victory. Email.
Okay, now we got an email from Greg. He's 39. He's from Baltimore, Maryland. And the title of Greg's email is,
I saw the sign.
Or did I? And Greg writes,
Victory Unlimited.
Hey, DU, I recently got back out here in the dating scene after being divorced for about a year now. Man, I had no idea how much things have changed. Or have I just gotten that rusty? Anyway, here's what happened. I was invited by one of my co-workers to come to a house party that his wife hosted this past Saturday. His wife was heavily involved in her sorority while she was in college, and now, even though she graduated almost 10 years ago, her and her sorority sisters are still pretty close. In fact, she invited about 7 gorgeous sorority sisters of hers to her party that night. To be honest, all of them were attractive, but one of them I really couldn't take my eyes off. This lady was about 32, and she looked like a slightly darker version of that sexy actress Paula Patton. I'll call her Miss P for the rest of this email just to protect her identity. Anyway, throughout the course of the night, there was a gang of guys just throwing themselves at her. You should have seen it. Whenever one guy flew in and crashed and burned, another one was on his way. As I said, she was very attractive, so I don't blame those guys. But every now and then, when she was in between rejecting those guys, I catch her looking my way and smiling. Along with her smile, she would also play with her hair from time to time. At one point during the party, she actually got up and stood relatively close to me after she poured herself a drink. She must have stood there for almost 5 minutes, and all I could manage to do was introduce myself and ask her how she was enjoying the party. She talked with me for a little while. Then I ran out of things to say. While I was trying to think of something else to say, one of the other women that were there with her came and got her, and I lost her in the crowd again for the rest of the night. Eventually, she left the party with some of her friends, and that was the end of it. I think I really blew my big chance to get with her earlier that evening. I was so mad at myself on my long drive home that if I could have pulled over, stopped the car, got out, and kicked my own ass, I would have. To make matters worse, the next day, my coworker friend caught up with me and told me that Miss P told his wife that she thought I was attractive, but she didn't think that I was attracted to her much at all. She told my coworker's wife that she reached that conclusion because I never made a move on her when we were standing there together. So, therefore, she decided to go back to mingling with everybody else for the rest of the night. That's right. She thought I was rejecting her. Can you believe that? So it looks like I did blow this one because I missed her signals altogether. So, in order for me not to make this same kind of lame mistake in the future, here's a question. When you're at a party or some other place where people go to mingle, what are some of the signs that women give you when they want you to approach them? Greg, thanks for writing in. First of all, yes, it does sound like you really did miss a good romantic target of opportunity that time. But don't beat yourself up too bad over this. Just think of it as a learning experience. You know, now that I really think of it, knowing whether or not a woman is interested in you is more science than art. And it's a little more criminology than it is mathematics. The reason I say this is because determining how open a woman may be to your advances is a lot like building a case while simultaneously playing a numbers game. Although, although there are many different signals women will give men when they actually want to be approached. Today we'll just discuss what I think are the top 12 signals that you should look out for that indicate that a woman might just be attracted to you. That's right, so listen up. If a woman is in the same room as you are and she starts to give off the following signals, then it's probably time for you to sound the attraction alarm, soldier. Number one, if she laughs too hard and too long at your stupid jokes and you know that you're not really that funny, what she's doing is letting you know that she's already a fan. You're already at least somewhat pre-approved, so don't blow it. Number two, if she starts to subconsciously mirror your gestures while you're engaged in conversation. For instance, if you lean in, she'll lean in. If you touch your face, you'll see her touching hers, etc., etc., etc. Number three, if she smiles at you and keeps smiling at you until she's absolutely sure that you know that it's you that she's smiling at. Number four, if she plays with her hair a lot while she's sitting there or standing there talking to you. That's right. When a woman is constantly messing with her hair, pushing it away from her neck and checking to see if it's hanging right, then it's very possible that the reason why she's doing this is because she's subconsciously grooming herself for you. Or she could just have an obsessive compulsive disorder about her hair. But let's go ahead and just give her the benefit of the doubt and rule out the fact that she might be OCD and just accentuate the positive, okay? Number five, if she has a conversation with you and you discover that she's doing even more to keep it going than you are. For example, if you let a conversation topic drop and she casually and consistently picks the topic back up, asking you more questions, offering you more comments, and adding a few more suggestions, what she's really telling you is that she's enjoying your company and wants to keep enjoying it a little while longer. Number six, if she reaches out and touches you for absolutely no reason whatsoever. Now, I understand that some women are touchy-feely, but in most cases, my years of intel tells me when you're a complete stranger or somebody that they've just met, women who touch you just for the sake of touching you subconsciously are thinking about the possibility of you touching them back. Number seven, if she comes over and stands close to you for no reason at all. Sound familiar? Here's something that I want for you to remember. Women who like for the man to be the one to make the first move will often make it easier for the man to make the first move by using a subtle tactic just like this. Think about it. If there really isn't a very good reason for a random attractive woman to come over and stand right next to you and she does it anyway, then guess what? More than likely, you are the reason. Number eight, if she's surprisingly nice to you when she first meets you. That's right, as odd as it may sound, just the fact that a woman shows you kindness when you first meet her can be a sign that she may want you to approach her. Many guys out here fighting in this war to find Miss Right will tell you that kindness is not always a quality that's in abundance when they're out here meeting women. It can actually be hard to find, especially if you aren't that particular woman's type. In fact, I'm going to need for you to recognize and know from this point on that exhibiting a disapproving demeanor is just one of many tactics that some women use to preemptively reject guys before those guys can even approach them. So, now that you know this, if a woman that you've just met shows you instant kindness, almost to an extreme, then pay attention because it might mean a little bit more than you think. Number nine, if she has very open body language when she's around you or with you. Examples of this is when she consistently faces you, consistently turns her body in your direction, consistently keeps her arms uncrossed while she's talking with you. Now, in case you haven't noticed, the most important thing that you should be paying attention to in this particular scenario is consistency. Number 10, if she agrees with you a lot, or if she humorously disagrees with you a lot. Now, you gotta trust me on this one, troops. Nothing says, I'm interested in getting to know you, like a woman showing you how much like you she already is. Also, nothing says, I'm attracted to you, like a woman constantly picking play fights with you just to keep the verbal flirtation going. Number 11. If she compliments you out of the blue, a complete stranger, after she just met you during the first conversation. That's right. If a woman gives you a compliment about how you look, what you're wearing, or for something that you've just done, what she's actually doing in a subtle way is letting you know that she's been checking you out. Ha! Number 12. If she starts telling you about how single she is or how available her schedule is. You see, when a woman just announces out of nowhere, out of the blue, to you, a complete stranger, that she doesn't have a boyfriend or a husband, or if she tells you all about how she has nothing to do on this night or that night, then what she's really saying is that the door is wide open for you to step up and ask her out, or ask her over, or offer to give her something to do with her time. Also, by the way, another reason why a woman might just come out and tell you about how single she is because what she really wants to find out is how single you are. And number 13. That's right. You heard right. I said number 13. I know I told you at first that I was only going to give you 12 signals, but I thought I'd go ahead and give you 13 just to show you that luck has nothing to do with this. Yeah, that's right. It's all about the Baker's Dozen today on the Victory Unlimited show, troops. Okay, number 13. If she seems nervous or flustered while she's sitting there or standing there around you, but she still acts like she's happy to be there. Yeah, I know that it is true that some women do get all fidgety and nervous and awkward around you because they don't like you. But it's also just as possible that a woman can act that same way because she actually does like you. Now, the way to tell the difference between the two is this. If she acts awkward, flustered, or nervous and fidgets a lot, if she leaves your presence the first chance she gets, then she ain't into you. But if she keeps reacting to you like that and she ain't going nowhere, even when she can, then she might actually like you. So that's it. A baker's dozen worth of signals that you should be on the lookout for that will sound the alarm that a woman might just be attracted to you. Now, it should go without saying that no two women are exactly the same, and no one woman will usually give off every one of those signals the first time you meet her. However, whenever a specific woman gives off a number of these different signals while she's in your presence, or if she acts like this when she's around you consistently and frequently, then you're better off just going ahead and taking action under the assumption that she does like you, that she does want you to approach her rather than she doesn't. But far and away, the best thing for you to do when you see someone you like and you aren't really sure if she's feeling you or not, make a move anyway. Why? Because it's better to risk rejection than to have to live day in and day out with regret. Look, life is short, and significantly worthwhile romantic connections are harder to come by than most people think. So whenever you do think you've spotted a worthwhile female target of opportunity, take the shot.
This broadcast is brought to you by VictoryUnlimitedShow.com.